I just about quit playing music. I don't play anymore much.
That's a shame. You gotta play more. It's not good for you not to play, you know.
Do you know when they call Lost Indian?
No, I don't. Like to hear it. Maybe I could pick it up if I heard it.
Play with me a little bit and I'll saw over a little bit.
What key is that
one? D.
D? I'm going to listen to
used to it.
Where'd you say you was from? Spencer was the area of West Virginia?
From where?
What was the name of the area you were from in West Virginia?
I was from Braxton County.
Braxton County.
Over on Elk River.
How long have you lived there?
All my life. 50 years. I stayed in West Virginia.
So you just come to Ohio 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Cool, we bought this farm.
When you were working over there, you cut the timber and...
Yeah, and hauled in the team. They kept good teams. Hauled in the mills, you know. Well, I done that here for about 7 years.
Done that here for 7 years?
Mm-hmm. put logging around there with horses. Went along with the bulldozer and stuff. I sold the horse and got rid of them. I didn't keep none anymore.
When you started playing over there, were you doing it for dances or were you doing it? Did you do it at night?
Over there?
Yeah.
Play for dances? Over nights?
Yeah, I was just wondering when you played.
Always have one someplace printed every week. Most out in the country. Or bunch up and play music someplace. Way back in, I could play a little. Can't play now. Phone lost out.
Sure wouldn't say that.
I'm pretty nerd. That's what I used to be. I don't play enough. You got to practice to play.
That's true, but you really do sound good. It doesn't look like you don't practice.
You got to practice. You can't lay it down for a year at a time and then play. That's a good banjo, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it is. Don't play bad at all. My hand's crippled up too bad to pick a banjo. Last September, I believe it was, over in West Virginia, where we moved from, on Elk River over there, a fellow wanted us to come back over there and wanted to hear me play. And me and them two boys of mine went.
Your sons?
Yeah.
What's their names?
One named Everett and the other is Glenn. He plays up at Columbus.
Uh-huh.
And we went over there and we just a farmhouse there, a big house. And we went over there and commenced playing and there was 40. There's 40 come in there that night. We had a lot of music.
Love to hear you pick banjo.
If I could pick like I used to pick, but Lord, I can't.
Do you ever pick up with your fingers?
No.
Like, see anybody play like
no,
that?
No, I always
like
played that. This way, but there wasn't very many people ever played that way back in them times.
Do you ever see anybody back for, say, Earl Scruggs?
No, I'll tell you, Earl Scruggs started that up.
Picking up like that?
Yeah, he's the daddy of that, I think. Earl Scruggs was.
Mm-hmm. You ever saw anybody in West Virginia play like that?
Well, they do now, a lot of people do. If we back in, it wasn't nothing. Nobody. The right here, yeah. They all just claw hammered it out.
Yeah. Do you ever see any of them minstrel bands ever with the black face? Do you ever see them kind of shows?
No,
or
it don't
any
really.
Of those things?
One old Grandpa Jones plays 8 more miles to Louisville, you know that? Grandpa Jones played for the last 25 years. He plays a lot.
On the radio?
You know him?
Yeah.
He plays that tune a lot. He sings it and plays it. 8 more miles to Louisville.
It's nice and lively.
You were playing one there called The Groundhog last time I was here. You remember?
West Virginia, way back in there.
Who do you believe that was?
Hammonds.
The Hammonds? Tell me about them. I don't believe I know about them.
I can tell you much about them. But they've got a record or two out.
Do you remember their names? First names?
Well, there's Burl Hammonds and Sherman Hammonds and Rui Hammonds and Maggie Hammonds. They're all in the same family there.
How'd you come by meeting them?
I was at their house. It's been about, oh, I'd say it's been 50 years ago. I was working on a log camp, and they lived right close in the head of Williams River. And Sundays, I'd go up there and play music. And they could play music and listen to them a little, you know. That's been a good 50 years ago. I ain't seen them since. But they sent me one of their records, and Dana Loomis, boy, did he never did bring it back. They made a record or two. I believe they played that Greasy Coat.
Mm-hmm. So you spent some time with them?
Huh?
You spent some time with them at their house?
Well, I just go up there just a little bit of a day, you know, on Sundays from the camp.
And you play with them?
No, I don't think we ever played any together. But they could play. And boy was just small like at that time. They were 15 or 16 years old, somewhere right along in there someplace. And well, I was working out at a log camp, and we'd go up there for Sundays, you know, and just a wee walking around. Kind of got acquainted with them. Call the Orphan Stranger.
The Orphan Stranger?
Yeah. I didn't think in my mind. Cripple Creek, you know what? No, you.
Charles Guittaw again. That's a good song. You were playing that a little earlier.
50 years ago, spent.
Uh-huh.
Learned out from a fellow by the name of Sandy in West Virginia.
Was that Frank Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, get your banjo.
Okay.
You want to pick it with me?
Well, I'll go ahead and listen at you for a second. Might have heard that one?
No, I heard that all my life. I wouldn't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Guess so. You know what else I'd like to hear? You play that Three Forks to Reedy, and you played that last time I was down here.
Yeah.
It's nice.
That's an old tune.
Recall where you heard that one?
I heard that all. I was not remember. That's old as leather breeches.
Hmm. Would you like to play a couple banjo tunes? I'd love to hear you play the banjo.
But I can't.
Oh, well, I don't know. You always sound pretty good. And I haven't heard you play this one yet. You've played on my banjo before, but McCumbers or somebody always had that banjo when I was here before.
Well, one of my boys had it.
One of your boys had it?
He lived down in Godsville. Make any difference, put this on down there.
No. Do you like to play with a capo on there better?
Yeah, I'd rather play that way. I never fooled with it. It ain't been at home since you was here, I don't reckon. Till this other day, I've known that. I never played none on it.
Mm.
I can't tune the thing up. That's the thing with a grub fire drink. Uh-huh. Since you fellas were Jared, I reckon. Why'd you want me to try to play?
Oh, there's lots of nice ones you play. You play that Down in the Willow Garden. When did you play in West Virginia?
I lived out in the country on the farm about all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just go around people's places, you know, overnight and play. A bunch of them have music like we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all the playing I ever done.
Did you played with other people then more than playing by yourself?
Yeah, I played with lots of other people.
For dances or?
Yeah, I played for lots of square dances.
Yeah, it does. There's a story attached to that too, about a man that was in prison and they was going to let him out. They had held a fiddle contest, and anybody that could outfiddle the man that ran the prison camp would gain their freedom. Did you ever hear a story like that?
Go ahead a little further. I believe I have.
Well, that's about all that happened, was that they held a little contest. And
was
the man,
that the sort of name of Carpenter?
Okay. Now you know more about it than I do. What I didn't know.
Well, one of my uncles married two of his girls. One died and he married the other one. And they lived in West Virginia. And here's Camp Chase. And they had a fiddling contest, and the best fiddler was to get free. And there's another fellow worked with him and played with him by the name of Bowie. And he had to play the fiddle a second time. And he played Camp Chase tune and Fork a Deer. And he gave it in to Carpenter, and he come home. And he's been at my dad's a lot of times, that very man has. And I knew all of his boys. Yeah, my uncle married two of the girls, Carpenter girls.
Your uncle married two of the Carpenter girls?
Yeah.
And the man this happened to, his name was Carpenter?
Yeah.
What was his first name, do you remember?
Saul.
Saul Carpenter. Carpenter.
He was an awful fiddler, a real fiddler. Yeah, that happened in West Virginia.
They had him, you said, Camp Chase.
They had him at Camp Chase, someplace in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
But he got out, they let him out.
You know, you played that that tune Flanagan one time for me on the banjo.
I remember that awful old tune.
Remember where you heard that one?
Yeah, it's someplace in West Virginia.
You know that story you were talking about with Carpenter? You said he'd been over to your dad's house?
Oh, yeah.
Who was that that had been over there? It was Carpenter that had been over to your dad's place?
Oh, yeah. He used to come out and play the fiddle way back. I can't remember it. It's been years ago.
Did you ever hear a tune associated with that story? A tune that might have gone with that story? Or do you know the story?
No, I never.
Did you say Saul Carpenter played?
He played Fork a Deer. What the, I knowed his boy, knowed Tom Carpenter and Jess Carpenter. And he knowed some of the girls, Haley Carpenter and Tom Carpenter. He was a preacher. That was one of his boys. He used to stay with me. One of his boys did, and he stayed for a week at a time. He could play the fiddle a little. Now, his dad was a real good fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you better play another.
How about that Banjo Tramp? You play that. I don't play that one.
Which one?
The Banjo Tramp?
Yeah. I played D. You can play that, can't you?
No. I might try it after.
Well, come on over.
After listening to it a minute, will you?
I couldn't really, wasn't nobody knew it years ago. I learned everybody knew it.